Well, what can I say? A very good afternoon to every one of you who've been listening to my very last podcast. Yesterday, I finally got to open again my podcast page that I did back in April last year. And for some reason, I lost my app to do with me podcast. And I want to say thank you to ever who's been listening to my last podcast back in April last year. 65 of you have listened to my podcast last year that I did in April, and that is fantastic. I am so proud of every one of you who've listened to it. Since April last year, things have changed here in Newport for me and for my wife. My wife came disabled 4 years ago and we had to move because where we lived was not good enough for my wife, as she needed a wheelchair. And things went from strength to strength. It took us 2 years to move into a ground floor flat away from where we used to live. And where we live now is so quiet, so nice. The neighbours are so nice. And I tell you now, it's so lovely and relaxing. We've got wildlife. We get a lot of squirrels daily, because we're not very far from the woods where we are now. My wife can sit near the window in the lounge where we live and watch the squirrels looking for something to eat. That is fantastic. And we got buzzards. We do have a lot of buzzards flying around where we are now. And it's so quiet. And it's nice to open my last prod app that I thought I lost. I opened it yesterday for the first time for over a year, and I found that a lot of Americans have been listening to my podcast that I did in April, and the Philippines, in India, in Canada, a lot in the UK and other countries, and I'm very proud of that. 240 has been listening to my podcast since I started, and I start doing a lot more stuff because I can't do the gardening project. That is over with because we've moved. So since then I have started following a lot of Disney sites on YouTube, a lot of live streamers. I have become friendly with a lot of streamers over there in America who does Disney. And I was up till late last night because they're 5 or 6 hours behind us. And it puts the magic back into my life with Disney. And it's so relaxing and so nice to see something you love to do and you can't get there. With the live streamers who I follow, a lot of them talk about the food over there in Disney, what you can get, and I tell you, they have got some good foods on their sites, and some nice drinks, and the other things I like watching, they meet Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, and all the Disney characters that I love to watch. And it's fantastic. And I'm following quite a few from Disney. They don't go live to about 11:30 in the evening. 11:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the evening, because of time difference. And it's so nice to do. The people I do follow over in Disney are LBV TV Disney. They are Chris and Marie. I've been following them for nearly a year, and they're a lovely couple, and she loves meeting Mickey Mouse and Donald and all the others, and she loves to pop in to the Disney shops and show us what you can buy on site. Then there's Nick and Babs, who I've been following for over a year. It's been this year that I've been following Nick and Babs, and they've not been doing it for a while because they've just moved into new premises. So they're back in July, so I'm waiting for them to come back on stream. Then you've got Nick, who's a young chap. He's on his own, and he does Disney in the evenings. And he's got his followers, like everyone have. And then you've got Living in the Magic. That's the family. There's Tommy, Stacy, Karen, and his sister. Then you've got Living the Diz. Karen, it's Corey, his wife, his lad, and his daughter. So that's two or three families I'm following. And then you've got three or four couples I'm following, and they all do Disney. Different days, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and a Sunday, and a Saturday. And I've been following Disney for over a year now, because I love Disney. My dream, if it ever comes true, is to go to Disney World in America, 2 weeks, meet my friends who I've got to know, who just live streaming, be with them for 2 weeks, meet all of them, and have a time of my life, meet my characters I love to meet. I love to meet Mickey Mouse and give him a hug, and Donald and Goofy and everyone, and buy some Disney things as well. That is one thing I love doing on YouTube. And the other thing that I've been following for over a year, and I've been doing this since the age of 9, between the age of 9 and 10, and that is plane spotting. I love planes. I have done from a young age. I like the feel. When the plane takes off and you can smell the fuel, ah, it's lovely. The other things I like is when they fly over your head, when you're in the pub, in the garden, pub garden, taking photos, and they fly right over your head to land or take off from an airport, like they do at Manchester. Manchester is the only airport I've been to that they fly over your head, or that's Heathrow. I've never been to Heathrow. I follow three guys over in America to do my plane spotting. Kevin, Rudy, Brad, and then you got the mods, and they all do LAX, San Francisco International. and I've been following them now for over a year. And I'll tell you awesome it now. I had my first ever birthday with them last year at LAX. They did a special broadcast, a special live stream on YouTube. They got a site on YouTube called airlinevideo.com, and they did a birthday treat for me last year. They was on this north, on the north side of LAX, and it was fantastic. I have never had so many birthday wishes from Kevin and all the mods and all the members last year. Kevin has gone from strength to strength. He used to work for a local news company, but he gave back the big hee-haw. He finished with them because he wanted to carry on with this one thing he always wanted to do, and that is plane spotting. And Kevin, Rudy and Brad have gone to the next level. Kevin himself and his dog called Sammy, they go up to different airports. They've gone up to, at the moment, they've done Phoenix and San Francisco, two airports up there for the members in the group. And Kevin, he must spend a fortune on fuel, and him and his dog stays in a local hotel near the airport. He leaves his dog in the hotel for him to sleep. Kevin goes plane spotting. He set up all his cameras, everything for his members to follow. Kevin is a diamond. He does everything for his members. He works on, this week he's doing, I think it's a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Sunday, but he is doing, and here it goes, he is doing a special 24-hour plane spotting, and it's from a local hotel. It's called the H Hotel in LAX, and all the members, if they want to book at the hotel, they have to use the discount code and they get 10% off. I'm not going to say any more on that, but they get 10% off at the H Hotel if you're a plane spotter. And you can go on the roof and watch south side and north side from this hotel. And he's doing a 24-hour plane spotting live stream on YouTube this week. And Kevin he does everything for his members. I know he's going to try and go to other airports in the coming months. And so airplanes, airports, Disney and all that. And a bit of wildlife is my hobby. And broadcasting. After I hear 240, I just found out 240 listeners worldwide. I love to take that to the next level. And I will talk about anything. Disney, plane spotting, football. I love football. Not much wildlife, because where we live, we don't have much. We have, like I said, we have buzzards, squirrels. I've never seen a fox, but my neighbours round here have seen foxes at night time. We get loads of birds every morning. You open the door and you hear the birds singing in the morning. And that. My name's Andrew. I live in Newport and I have done from 2011 with my wife, who is now disabled, and she's been disabled 4 years, and it was not her fault. It was an accident that we had together in a taxi. Short story, the rubber casing came away in her hand. The rubber casing round the door of the taxi came away in her hand. And on 5, 6, 7, 8. On 8 different times she spent in hospital because of her leg and her body. The first 4 times was in Worcester, UK. She was dehydrated and she blacked out twice. And she had a water infection, so that was one. And then the other 3 was to do with her leg. And she's gone from strength to strength. But at the moment, her leg's gone backwards. Well, man, one little blister and her legs goes back the way they were from the start. Very sore, very red. And they leak fluid from her leg. So the nurses have to come in to sort her out. But we are getting there. We always try and get round the corner and there's always something to stop us. On top of that, the flat where we live in is fantastic. It's on the ground floor. My wife is waiting for a power wheelchair to help her around the flat and to go out. And everything for me with broadcasting, when I can do it, is fantastic, because it's nice to know people in America, India, Sweden, I don't mind wherever you are around the world, who can listen to these podcasts, whatever age, if it's young, old, please listen to my podcast. I talk about anything. Before we moved, it was always about our garden project, what we did at our old premises. But now it's all changed. It's about what I like. Disney, plane spotting, a little bit of wildlife, about me, about my wife. Football, I do love football. I've been into football from the age of 10. I love it. I can talk about football and let people know my stuff about football. In America, they call it soccer. And there's some quite good football teams over in America. And I know a couple of ex-footballers who own football clubs in America. One of them, I will say, David Beckham. And I think it's Gary Neville, the manager of his team. And I do like football and I do like soccer. So, and I do love talking about Disney and about the live streaming that my friends do. And I've said the people names who I do follow on YouTube. And with the people I follow, I tell you now, they talk about food, what you can have on Disney. The stuff you can buy from Disney. The thing they keep changing at Disney in the shops. You might go in the shop one day, something different. And they always add something different to the shelving, different days in these Disney shops. It's not just Disney, they do Animal Magic. Animal Kingdom. If you love animals, go to Animal Kingdom when you're over in America. You will love it. It's fantastic. So you got Magic Kingdom, that's Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, they do shows there. End of the night, I think it's 9 o'clock their time, or 10 o'clock their time. I know they do fireworks at the end of the night. And Marie and Chris, they always try and stay at the end for you to see the fireworks. I tell you something now, if any of you who listen to these podcasts ever gets to Disney World, go onto YouTube, get in touch with LBV TV, is Chris and Marie and her mods. And if they know you're going to Disney World, they will meet you in person. And she will welcome you into her family. Everyone who follows her on YouTube is in her family. She does Disney for one thing, for her family. She's got no friends. So every one of us, I think it's 20,000, I think now 20, up to 20,000 subscribers when I left last night. They are her family. If you're ever going to Disney, tell her and Chris or any other streamers who stream daily at Disney, look on YouTube, put in the search box Disney Live. It might come up with who I've said. Live in Diz, Live in the Magic, LBV Family. Well, it's LBV Disney. That's LBV TV Disney. All the different streamers who does YouTube Live from Disney will pop up on the search box. Click onto them. They do live feeds. They talk about food, what's in the shops, and everything. And if you're ever there, meet them. Walk around with them. Because that's what I'm going to do myself one day. I want to meet my new friends. Let them show me the magic of Disney. You will love it. If you ever want to watch me on YouTube, go to Disney. You will love it. And in the daytime in Disney, they do parades, floats, and you see all the favourite ones you like, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Minnie and all them, coming past you, the dancers, and everything, it's magic. It's the same way, if you're a plane spotter, look on YouTube for airlinevideo.com, click onto them. See what they're like. If you like it, come a subscriber. Kevin will welcome you aboard. If you're a new subscriber, he will say your name, where you're from. He will welcome you into the group. And you can follow him as he goes live in the week and on Sundays. If it's Wednesday, I think it's Wednesday, they got, I think it's Air Force One flying into LAX this week. They're doing a 24-hour live streaming from the H Hotel this week. So pop in to anything you like, to Disney, plane spotting, whatever. Look on YouTube and you will love it. I love it. I can't get another Disney. How I going to Disney, and I'll tell you something quickly about this. When my mum was alive, bless her soul, she's up in heaven now. When she was alive, every time she went shopping, she always came back in the shopping with two Disney videos before DVDs ever came out. Every time she went shopping, if it's a new one, she always waited for a new one to come out and she brought it. At the end, because I had to look after them. I used to have like a kitchen unit as a desk in my house, right upstairs where I used to live. And it was 1, 2, 4 very deep drawers full of Disney videos. That's it, Disney videos. And they used to have 10 on the bottom and 10 on top. I'm just thinking, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, I think it's between 60 or 80 Disney videos that I had when my mum passed away, full of Disney. And I lost them after a bit. When I moved out, I gave them to my nephew. Now I watch Disney Plus, and oh my God, I can catch up with all my old Disney films I used to have as a kid. And I love it. I'm into Star Wars. I love Star Wars. And I've been watching the latest Star Wars movie. And it comes on every Wednesday, a new episode. I've watched three, and there's another one coming on this Wednesday. And when I joined this one YouTube streamer, Live in Diz, Live in Diz, and there's a family does it. I joined them 2 months ago, and it was Star Wars Day. It was unbelievable. So the things I love in my heart, I am doing on YouTube, plane spotting, because I can't go out. I am my wife care. I look after my wife 24 hours a day. I'm here if she needs, if she does anything, accident, fall over, I'm here. I look after my wife, and oh, she's lovely, and I love her to bits. She loves me to bits, and we get on like a house on fire. We do have our banter, we have a laugh, but we love each other, and I'm here for her. So I do my plane spotting and my Disney on YouTube and my football. So I'm gonna say a very goodbye to every one of you who will listen to my new podcast when I let it go. I hope that a lot of more you. I hope I get more than 240 now of listening to what I like, what about my life. What I love doing, and there's three things I love doing, and I'll tell you again: Disney, plane spotting from LAX in America, football and soccer in America, football in England. So then they are my main things, my main hobbies. From the number one and number two, LAX Airport with Kevin. Rudy and Brad and the other people and the other mods. Then it's on top, number one, Disney, with all my friends who are live streamers. They do streaming from Disney, or they would take you around to other parks to do with Disney, like Animal Kingdom, Magic, is it Magic Kingdom? Disney, Disney World. They will talk to you. They will welcome you into the chat. Go along. Pop into YouTube. Look on the search boxes. Have the best time of your life. Because you know one day you will get there to Disney World. When you do, try and meet up with the people who told you information about the food, about the drinks, about the things you like to do, meet Mickey and all that. I'm going to try and meet up with some of them if I ever get over to Disney. And have 2 wonderful weeks, and I know I will never get there again. But that is my dream. One day it will happen. But have a great day wherever you are, if you're in America, India, the Philippines, Germany. Wherever you are, love the streams. Love the streams on YouTube. Please listen to my podcasts. And I will do another one. I don't know when, but if I think of something, I will do another one. For you lot are fantastic people out there. I hope you follow me. And then I'll see the numbers go up. If I can beat 65 listeners on this podcast I'm doing today, my number is going to shoot through the roof, and I will talk about anything. So have a great day wherever you are. If you're in America, wherever you are, have a lovely day, have a lovely evening, wherever you are, and listen out to my next podcast. What I will do might be next month, might be August, might be September. But just listen out when I do another one. Have a great day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.